Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, how fun, RMD, or what is known as required minimum distribution, which has to do with the money that comes out of IRAs, RMD aggregation. Now, there's an interesting word for you, RMD aggregation. So before we get into what in the world that is, you know, I always like to think about this biblically, or, you know, how God might look at the idea. And I like the idea of prayer aggregation, okay? Aggregation meaning combining things into one thing, right? And so there was this hilarious video that Hans and I used to watch when we go eat lunch together, and we would just laugh and laugh about this. This comedian would talk about, you know, was it proper to pray, you know, in a restaurant, you know, when they brought out the appetizers? Well, in certain appetizers, this is the way the comedian said, in certain appetizers like chips and hot sauce, it's not necessary to pray. But we know if they had, it was a substantial appetizer, you know, like wings, then it is necessary to pray. And anyway, this whole thing, like if they bring the salad, well, it depends on if it's Caesar, you know, and all these different things, like, wow. Like, man, there's a lot to keep up with to know when to pray. I've thought a lot about this. In fact, I think about it all the time, that if we were to take Paul's advice and do like Moses, obviously had an unbelievable ability to hear from God whenever God spoke. And so it was clear to me that his idea of prayer aggregation was he was always tuned in to WGOD. He was tuned into God. And so since if you're always listening for God, you're always praying, right? And then as you're thinking about God, if he's on your mind too, when you get those chips and hot sauce, yeah, if you want to stop and say, man, thank you, God, these are awesome. And or as you're eating them, it's okay to look up and smile and go, man, God, this stuff is great. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but that I'm told that when the Jews think about the Aaronic blessing where he said, may the God shine his face upon you, okay? Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the sunshine prayer where you take your hands and you kind of stick them out of your ears and you show somebody a big smile or sunshine smile. Well, the idea is God's looking down at you, giving you the sunshine smile, like a dad looking at his baby, trying to get that baby to smile. Well, God's always up there trying to get you to smile. And so when you look up, whether you're eating those chips and hot sauce or whether you're in the salad, it doesn't matter. If you look up and smile, that's prayer aggregation, Hans.
That's awesome. Okay. So RMD... let's go over that again, because some people, what in the world is he talking about?
That's a mouthful, yeah.
Okay, it's required, meaning the government requires you to do something with your IRA or all the money that's in your retirement accounts. Required, minimum, so that means that you're going to have to take some money out of your IRA, and it's a minimum amount that the government calculates for you, or we need to calculate it, but they've got the formula in the tax code. And the D, or distribution, is you're taking money out and paying taxes on it. RMD, required minimum distributions. And for most people listening, that's going to be age 73. For some people, it's going to be age 75, because it's people that are younger than me, but let's just understand that it's one of the two, and that at that age, you're going to have to start taking money out of your IRA. So what we're talking about today is aggregation, meaning that if you have several IRAs, which a lot of people do, they have two or three of them or more. I've run into people with many more than that, or they have a 401k that's left over from where they used to work, and then they have some IRAs. You're able, within certain rules, to aggregate all of these IRAs and just take the distribution out of one of them. And that's what we want to talk about today.
So somebody's got a 401k from a job they quit, you know, 10 years ago, and then they have an IRA that they with their current employer, but then there was another IRA that they contribute to individually. Now they got three IRAs, or they got two IRAs and a 401k, and each of those, if they're past 73, they got to make a distribution out of to a very specific formula, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So this gets complicated.
Oh, it does. And so we have, I tell people, don't try this at home. Each one of these institutions is going to tell you what your RMD is, or your required minimum distribution, once you reach age 73 or 75, if that's appropriate. They're going to tell you on the statement that's in January, this is what your RMD is. And then you could simply pull out all those statements, add them all together, and you'd come up with your total RMD. Now, if you went around and you took that amount out of each one of those accounts, and you did this yourself, you're not going to have any problem, that amount or more. So the institution calculates it for this guy you were just talking about. One IRA, take it out. Another IRA, take it out. The 401k, take it out. So what happens when people that have multiple IRAs, they maybe don't want to take it all out of proportionately out of each account. So there's some rules that you could take it all out of one. But I'm going to go over those rules today just generally, and I hope I give you enough sense that if this is you, don't take it all out of one at home. I mean, give somebody a call, go to a professional and ask them this, or give us a call. Now, so when it starts out as IRAs, if you have multiple IRAs, and they're not, one is a Roth and one's a regular traditional IRA, you have multiple IRAs, they're all traditional IRAs, you're 73 years old or older, and you want to take the minimum distribution out of one of them. Like, for instance, one of them could be at the bank, and it could be invested in something very simple, and you don't mind just pulling it out of there because it's not making much anyhow. The other one could be invested in stocks, and you don't want to sell the stocks to take the required minimum distribution. So you, if as long as they're both IRAs, they're on you, and they're not Roths, we can add those RMDs together and then take it all out of the one at the bank.
Which would clearly be, as you know, like last year when, oh my goodness, a bunch of people would have taken huge losses if they had to sell the stocks at that lower number. And, you know, that's
right.
A big reason that
well,
you
that's the reason a lot of people do this is, right. is they that's might be why they have different IRAs. I mean, some people rolled over an old 401k into an IRA, and they did it at a stockbroker, and that stockbroker has been managing that, and they've done well with it, but they, you know, it went way down last year, and they don't want to sell anything right now. They want to give it a chance to come back.
Right.
And then they have this other IRA that maybe they took out at the bank, and they've had it there for years, and it has, they didn't lose anything in that last year, but they haven't really over the years made much at the one that's at the bank, or it's in an annuity, or it's in something which is not yielding a lot, but yet they can just go pull all the RMD out of the one of their choice. Okay. I have clients, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. And so once we take care of the RMDs, we might think about aggregating these whole accounts or getting these things all put together as one.
Right. Because as I understand, if you've got an old 401k or even any 401k, I guess, you can't aggregate them.
No, you can't. So with a 401k, even if you had two of them, you know, one was with your long ago employer and you just left it there and the money's been invested and they let you do that. And then you have another one, which is the place you just retired from, and you just like leaving your money there and you've liked what you've gotten and they're kind of there. And now you're 73 and you're not working, you're retired, you're going to have a minimum distribution out of each of those 401ks, and you're going to have to take them from each 401k individually. You're not going to be able to go to the one and say, I want you to pull out your RMD and cover the other guy here.
So one of the things that you do coming out of the, is try to figure out why do we have these different ones and what happens if you could combine those, right?
Yeah. And so we're going to do that in financial planning, and especially preparing people for their 70s, late 70s, 80s, you know, and then preparing their estate. This gets pretty complicated when people get up into their 70s and 80s to keep track of. So there's some, you know, we're going to call that consolidation.
Okay.
There's just, you can roll 401ks over into an IRA. You can roll other IRAs into. So we're going to get one central place that we're going to, for a lot of people, where they're going to have all their IRAs put into one. But as soon as we do that, a lot of people that are getting ready for their 70s and their 80s want to buy annuities. And they want to do different things with different annuities. So we have people that have an income annuity and another one that's accumulating, and they're all IRAs. So we even have people going into the late retirement that have multiple IRAs because they're doing and accomplishing different objectives for them. Okay. So this isn't necessarily a problem we always want to make go away, but the business of leaving 401ks behind and leaving the money there. Now, clearly, there's reasons to utilize the old 401k company sometimes, okay? There's reasons to move it out of there, too. But we're going to always look. We're fiduciaries. We're always going to make sure you're not giving up something of meaning to you, like leaving the 401k. But one thing you're giving up is confusion if you were going to roll it over and roll it into an IRA. And then you can commingle it. So when people get up there in years and they start facing RMDs, they're different than somebody like in their 50s for a lot of reasons.
Of course, as they get closer, you know, there's all sorts of ways to roll those things into something that would make more sense.
I mean, one of the ways we can make IRA RMDs simple is to get them all into annuities that are paying out an income that's going to be way more than your minimum distribution. You're just getting a check. You can freely spend it because if it's coming out of an annuity, there's a guarantee that it's going to pay you for the rest of your life.
Again, the show is always brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. There you can find Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the 7 Worries tabs, which is on IRAs today. It's all there, as well as show notes on all this information. It's all there at CardinalGuide.com, as well as Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement book. It's all there at CardinalGuide.com. We'll be right back. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's share and today's show is RMD, or Required Minimum Distribution, and this has to do with an IRA or a 401k. They're required after age 73 that you got to take some money out, and that's called an RMD, Required Minimum Distribution. And today we're talking about aggregating those if you might have more than one, and all sorts of interesting thing along those lines, Hans.
Well, yeah. So So in the first part of the show, I think we did a great job of why aggregation matters, why minimum distributions matter. We talked a little bit about the problems that can get created by having multiple IRAs in combination, possibly with a 401k. And now in the second part of the show, I want to talk about what are the rules, and kind of throw at you, just at the risk of being a little bit boring, how aggregation works and when you can apply it and when you need to be careful. So if you have multiple IRAs, multiple accounts that are IRAs in your name only, not your spouse's, you're allowed to take all the distribution out of one of them. You're allowed to aggregate. And that includes simplified employee pensions, or SEPs, and that includes simple IRAs, which are really for small businesses. They're like a pension plan, but they're really IRAs. So all of those accounts, if you have them all separated, when you reach 73, you can take your RMD, or your required minimum distribution, you can aggregate it and take it all out of one account. Okay?
Okay.
For Roth IRAs, you can have multiple of those. There are no RMDs while you're alive during your lifetime, so it's not an issue. That's why you don't have to worry about aggregating them. You don't have to worry about anything, because if you have money in a Roth, it's growing tax-free. It's going to go to your heirs, or it's spendable for you tax-free. There are no such thing as an RMD while you're alive.
Yeah, because you paid taxes on that one already.
Yep.
When you put the money in. Right.
Yep. Okay. So the next one is company plans. And where this is most common would be the 401k. Now, if you have multiple 401ks, so if you left your money in your 401k and you've done that at more than one place, so you got two old 401ks and now you're retired, you have to take your RMDs separately, or you got to take it out of each one. This might be a time you might think about consolidation. And especially as you grow older, this might be not that hard for you to do at 73, 74, 75. But I've met many a person that's in their 80s that they really messed up RMDs and nobody noticed. Some of these people have messed them up for years. And now their kids get sticking their nose into the stuff they're doing because maybe they're developing a little dementia, or they're getting to that age where they're passing over stuff and they've just messed things up. And where that a 401k doesn't really have an advisor attached to it. An right. Old 401k is they're just, maybe they've been sent it in the mail about minimum distribution. So just understand, if you've got a 401k that's old, and you need to take the RMD out of the 401k. If you got more than one of them, or you got a 401k and an IRA, that 401k needs its IRA taken separately.
Oh, okay? That brings a question up in my mind. Like, what happens if you don't RMD for those people that, oops, I did an RMD when I needed to?
Oh, man, it's not good. I mean, that's just, we study this stuff at length at Ed Slott. I mean, the first thing we got to do is we got to go ahead and take the RMDs. I mean, we got to do the makeup stuff, okay? And there's significant penalties attached, like can be as much as 50%, and of the tax due could be penalty. And that, under the SECURE Act, they lowered that to 25%. I don't want to get into details on that, but you don't want to mess up RMDs, okay? I mean, let's just put it that way. And it gets real complicated. We can do it for you. You definitely want to get a professional involved. And you're going to need to take the money out of there, and you're going to take makeup RMDs, and then you can file an appeal to have the penalty removed if it's an older person that there's some reason that they couldn't keep up. We can make up a reason and that kind of thing. And they're not going to get rid of it so much as they're going to the penalty. Sometimes they will eliminate the whole thing, but they'll reduce it. So the answer to that is, let's get ready for this, and let's not
cross the line.
Yeah, let's just not do it. Let's get it done right. And what we do for a lot of people is when they hit 70 and, you know, now they're much more interested in income than they are managing assets and making a lot. We put people on a distribution plan or a minimum distribution plan for the rest of their life. So we can use annuities to just pay out your retirement accounts to you, principal and interest, that's guaranteed to last the rest of your life. And the people just get a check, and then we've done all the things, so there's no way to violate RMDs, even if they live into
right,
their
because
90s.
Because the idea is to clear these things out, which the minimum isn't the objective at all, right?
It's not. And then keep in mind that there are no RMDs for Roth IRAs. So if we do some conversions, once we get the money over in the Roth, you don't have to take any distributions. You can just leave it there, and you can leave that money to your kids.
Right, right.
And then the last one is 403B plans. Those are for teachers, hospital employees. They're somewhat like a 401K, but there are differences. You actually can aggregate those, but only amongst those. I mean, a lot of teachers that have 403Bs, they got 2, 3, 4 of them. They just do. They, you know, one might be invested in stocks, the other two are annuities, and the other one is just an annuity that's in cash or something. So there are some reasons to do aggregations. Just know that there are rules, and when you start doing this aggregation business, you need to talk to somebody, okay, like me, or you need to consult a professional. Now, over on the inherited side, I'm not going to go through the details of the rules, but this has an effect on your kids too. So your adult kids, you leave them as the beneficiaries, and then when they receive them, they're going to have RMDs as well, and they're different RMDs. They apply differently. And then there's certain situations, if you leave them multiple IRAs, that they could aggregate, and certain situations that they can't. If you're interested, when we do financial planning, we're going to look after those beneficiaries, and we're going to try to consolidate accounts to make this as least confusing for your kids as well, only if you tell us to. Some people just say, let them worry about it. Well, okay.
Well, it's, for instance, I was shocked at I didn't know that there were RMDs for Roth IRAs, you know, because we always talk about how there's no tax on the Roth IRAs, but I didn't know they were RMDs. And so that's a great piece of information.
When you inherit a Roth, you can basically leave it there for 10 years, and then you pull it all out at the end of the 10th year. Okay. You don't have any. During the 10 years, you have to take a certain amount out. You don't have to pay taxes on them as an inherited Roth IRA beneficiary. So we really sit down with the beneficiaries and put together a strategy, and some of that's based upon their needs. Some people like getting a check every year for 1/10 of it so that it'll be empty by the end of the 10th year to satisfy the IRS.
Right, right. But the point of it is that, you know, wow, this is, you know, because for a lot of folks, that's what the reason they converted it to a Roth IRA. And so it's just good to know, obviously, it's still way, way, way better for their beneficiary to get a Roth IRA than a traditional IRA because they don't have to pay tax on it. But they do need to know that by the 10th year, it's got to be gone.
Well, and the IRS does that because after your death, that money is still growing tax-free. And the beneficiary is not going to have to pay any tax on anything coming out of the account. So people that have a lot of money and don't need the money, they're just going to leave it sit there and grow for another 10 years and then pull it all out at once tax-free. And they can't roll that into another Roth.
But I suppose they could create a Roth for themselves, right?
Oh, sure they could. And that's where you get into intergenerational planning. Yeah, if somebody hasn't done a good job of saving themselves and then... You know, if they've got this thing that they got to empty at the end of the 10th year, that isn't going to do them a lot of good. So it might be pull out just enough each year for 10 years to fund a Roth IRA contribution that you're otherwise eligible for. And you just take it from the Roth, no tax, put it right into your own Roth. then you're never going to have any minimum distributions on that. So
right.
there's some strategies that you can we can put the balance of it
That's
into
Hans
life insurance.
Kind of thinking right there. You can see the look in his eye.
Sure. Sure. So what we want to do first is for people coming into us, we want to make sure that you can enjoy your money. I know a lot about RMDs, but I'd like people to distribute their money in excess of the minimum and to do that over their lifetime. And I like to use annuities because then you just get a check and there's no risk of outliving your money, of outspending it. So we generally get the people that come into us set up so that they don't really have to worry about minimum distribution because they're taking way more than that anyhow, and they can just enjoy their money. And then if they're going to give money to their kids or they're going to leave money to their kids, it doesn't mean they're spending all this income. They're going to be putting it in tax-favored things to then go to their kids if they don't need it before they pass.
Right, right. Well, as usual, we've run out of time before we ran out of show. But there's all sorts of information at CardinalGuide.com. If you go to CardinalGuide.com, there's these 7 worry tabs, and one of those tabs is IRAs. And so today's show, as well as a video right along the same lines, is there at the IRA tab at CardinalGuide.com. And, of course, an easy way to contact Hans, because as we've talked about many times, there's no cookie-cutter approach to all this. Could be quite complicated, and they would love to, you know, customize something for you, you know, with your particular needs, and you can just contact him right there through, you know, CardinalGuide.com. And, of course, always his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It's all there, CardinalGuide.com. Thank you, Hans. Great show.
Thank you, and God bless you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.